This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. For the past year, our Learning Curve team has been looking at the impact of technology on education. We've talked to teachers and students and looked at the rush by educational technology companies to get into the classroom. And now, as we start to wrap up the project, we wanted to hear from parents how they feel about the way technology is impacting their children's education and their own lives. So we hired a research company to do a national online survey, and we did some informal surveying of our own in cities across the country, including Atlanta, Georgia, where we talked to parent Carl Fields.
Technology is used, I think, almost about every one of her classes now. At every desk, she also has her own laptop and her homework. Everything is done on Google Drive now, so she very rarely has to write anything anymore. It's just primarily all a laptop, computer, or a tablet.
Turns out the majority of parents think all this tech in schools is good, that it's improving their kids' education. Erica Goodman is a parent in D.C.
Because, like, on the computer, it helps him learn more. Instead, because sometimes when the teacher is talking to him, he probably don't understand, but on the computer, they show him exactly what to do, so he learns better that way.
Daryl Jackson and his wife are raising 11 children in Atlanta, Georgia.
I think it's a great thing. I wish we had it back when I was in school. I think I would be a lot more successful than I am now, not that I'm doing too shabby.
In our survey, most parents said they think tech will help their kids have those not-too-shabby careers. But parents are parents, and parents worry. And technology has given them a whole new set of things to worry about. Bess Sanders is the mother of a third grader in Washington, D.C.
I have to monitor him very carefully. It's very easy for him to just get on YouTube or to search for Minecraft videos or to do other stuff when he should be doing his work. So I have to stand over him and make sure he's looking at what he's supposed to be looking at.
It's not teaching them to critically think. If they want to know the answer, they can just Google the answer instead of actually really having to figure it out or rely on themselves. And at this point of their lives, it's just easier for them to click on the internet to find the answer versus just critically thinking to find the answer.
That's Dominique Bell. She's got a junior in a Chicago high school. Around 40% of the parents we surveyed said they worried that technology was making their kids, well, too reliant on technology.
Yeah, autocorrect is the devil.
Carrie Martin's daughter is in middle school in Chicago, and Carrie is proudly unplugged.
Well, in my home, there's no computer. You've got to do it the old-fashioned way. So we don't use the internet for, you know, things like math and science, because when you have your math book, you have instruction in school, you know, you've got to dig down and get it done.
Technology for school has also helped digitize the helicopter parent. Manny Garcia is the dad of two kids in Los Angeles. He, like most parents, uses tech to track what's happening at school. There's no more hiding the report card in the bottom of the backpack.
Well, I do check on their grades all the time. And, well, the good thing about that is that there was good. So I believe that I don't worry too much about that. Thank God that everything is good.
And we all know how disastrous it feels when our devices fail. But when your kid's iPad or laptop breaks, Mom Heather Carlson's been there.
Those days that the computer is not working and the internet is down, it's terrible. It's a living hell.
Or maybe it's heaven. D.C. parent Matt Gerson says when his son's tech is on the fritz,
I'm very happy. He has to talk to us.
We've got the full survey on our website, marketplace.org.